Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble after a fantastic 64-26 win on the road against a solid Wabunsee team. But Coach, you guys' offense was just lights out.
Yeah, we played very well offensively. We were able to run for quite a few yards and have success on the ground. The offensive line obviously did an outstanding job to open things up for our backs. So overall, it was a good night.
Yeah, 473 yards on the ground, and I mean, you mentioned some of the success that you had on the ground. It was 199 yards, two scores from Jaden, and 181 yards on the ground for Carson. He had five touchdowns. Your thoughts on the way they were not just able to play in terms of getting through the open lanes, but being able to get both of those guys involved?
Yeah, it was a good thing for us to get both of them going and to get them going in such a good way. I'd like to see maybe our carries balanced out a little more between the rest of our backs. Just to try to keep people off balance, but it just kind of worked that the stuff that we had to attack them was with those two guys more so. They did a great job responding to the opportunity.
Yeah, and you guys threw the ball just four times, but I'm assuming that was kind of just because of the way the weather was kind of going last week?
Part of it was the weather. You know, the way their field's set up, you're pretty well thrown into the wind the way that the weather was blowing last weekend. So we did try to hold off a little bit when we were going into the wind. But also we were having such success on the ground that, we didn't necessarily need to throw a ton. So we were just trying to stick with what was working.
And it sure did work. We'll go and take a quick break. We'll come back with more from Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble ahead of their game coming up against Smith Center. And this one will decide the district championship. Your thoughts going into this one?
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty big game for us. And it's the district championship, like you said, an opportunity to give us more home field advantage in the playoffs and to be able to take them a trophy before we start the playoffs. So Smith Center is going to be a very tough, physical, challenging football team that we're going to have to play very well against to have an opportunity.
And, Coach, you guys are currently on a historic run. You guys are on a six-game winning streak, and only three times prior to possibly this year have you guys gotten a seven-game winning streak. What's it like being a part of such a special team?
Yeah, special. But a lot of it is just the way that these kids have worked. You know, Carson obviously just got here this year, but the rest of them, Kaysen and Drake and Tyrell, all of our junior class, those guys have been working their tails off since they were freshmen and sophomores, a little bit through some tough times. You know, we didn't have a great record last year. So to see that hard work and that dedication and willingness to never give up finally start to pay off a little bit for those guys is probably the most rewarding part.
And getting back to the matchup with Smith Center, how do you feel like your guys' offensive line and defensive line match up with the big men from the Redmen?
You know, that's one of the first things we look at every week when we start breaking down an opponent. We always feel like if we have an opportunity to win the offense or the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, we have an opportunity to win. Smith Center's got, as we've seen a lot here, other than maybe Mariel, and they're going to play a lot more physical than a lot of teams that we've seen this year as well. So it's going to be a true test up front for our guys. Obviously, they've stepped up and done a great job every time they've been tested so far this year. So we need to continue to win the line of scrimmage if we want to win the game.
And the running back, Luke Franklin, he's been such a tough guy to tackle. He has 859 yards, 13 scores, and a little over 140 yards per game, almost 10 yards per carry. What are your plans to try to shut him down?
Well, we just got to make sure that we're tackling him in good position, not tackling him high. Obviously, he's a big back that runs with a lot of power. You tackle him high, he's going to run or break tackles. And then we're just also focusing on making sure we're getting multiple hats to the ball every time. You know, it's probably going to take sometimes two or three guys to get him on the ground. We got to make sure everybody's flying to the ball once they know where it's going.
Should be a good one. We'll be broadcasting it right here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
That was Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.